listening to Fox Sports Radio.
RJ, on a day in which leagues are trying to figure out a plan to move forward, you've got the NFLPA telling the NFL to slow down with their plans on a season. What is the Vegas lead here on a Tuesday?
Yeah, to me, the Las Vegas lead is that we actually have a tangible plan. And some of you might not call this a major league. I wouldn't call it a major league. I'm an anti-hockey guy. I mean, I'm just not neutral. I'm anti. Because you get those hockey fans. You ever notice this? They're fanatical. And then they seem to not know anything about any other sport. Meaning, there's baseball fanatics that are much more fanatical about it than I am. But they're usually baseball and football. Baseball and NCAA basketball. Like, the hockey guys seem to be hockey or nothing. And to me, that makes me feel like they're the other. There's some other that I don't necessarily want to associate with. Jonas, have you ever have you ever noticed that the hockey fanatics aren't really fans of the other sports?
It's a different breed.
It is. I think they're called Canadians.
And I love hockey, but, you know, I love every other sport as well, too.
So when you say you love everything, it means you love nothing. It's all the same. I really like everything.
I really like everything.
And you ever notice that, Fez, that the hockey batters are like, it's hockey or nothing? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a hockey fan that also loves the NFL.
Yeah, and the fans are so passionate about their game, but they don't care about the other sports.
I think why they're so passionate is they understand deep in their hearts it's stupid, and that's you either got to quit or you got to go all in.
I tell you what, you try.
Raise or fold, Steve, sometimes.
Yeah, and I try to call. So I go to a hockey game. I try to leave early, beat traffic in L.A. This was back in the late 90s. These Kings fans, they're like screaming at me. What are you doing? You're leaving early.
I was in Chicago. What's it been now? 7 years, I think, ago, the summer they won the cup. I was there the night they won. You know, the wife and I were there. That's where we took our honeymoon. I love food, you know. So there you
go. Good city, yeah.
Yeah. And it was the night. I remember we were seeing Godfather 3, the only time I've ever seen it, except for when it's originally released, Christmas night or Christmas Day, I guess, way back in, I think, 91. It was the only other time I saw it on the big screen, meaning even advertised. We went to it. By the way, if you hate Godfather 3, rewatch it. It's a meme. It's not horrible. It's probably like the 12th best movie made of the year. Doesn't mean it's up to 1 and 2. Godfather 3 is not bad. I'll talk about a hot take. But the crowd, I tell you, the hockey fans were going crazy. I don't like it. But I think the fact that they are taking the initiative and they've got a plan means it has to lead.
Yeah, and NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announced earlier today that the league will have a 24-team playoff format if they're able to resume play. The regular season is over. They'll go straight into the playoffs. Two hub cities will host the games, and training camps will start no earlier than July 1st.
All right, good rundown of the facts. Let's go with a few more. And to me, these are the questions, as we try to assess the wisdom of this. So the first four seeds get a bye in each conference, but they're not going to rest. That'd be absurd. Huh? They're going to play each other. So the number one plays the number four, 3 and 2, in a round robin. And then the seedings are going to be dictated, 1, 2, 3, and 4, by that round robin tournament. I've never, ever seen before in any event, and let me ask you guys, where there's a bye, but there's not really, they're playing amongst themselves. The theory of a bye is you get to rest. Now, again, I get it. Since these are best 3 out of 5, the play-in round, so when 5 through 12 play each other, it's a best of 5. That could take 2 weeks, right, or whatever it is in hockey. I don't watch it, so I don't know. But I get you don't just want them resting more, but they're playing each other. But the stakes are so low. Steve, are they good? Meaning, if you're the 1 seed or the 2nd seed or the 3rd seed, not that you wouldn't care, but you got your bye, and we'll call it bye in quotes anyway. Do you show anything?
Business decision. I make sure everyone stays healthy, and I play 4 lines.
It's almost like, you know what it's like? It's like the All-Star game in baseball. dictating who's home team in the World Series. You'd like to have it, but I don't see a lot of teams like obsessed. I don't see teams obsessed over it at the All-Star break.
I agree, and let's face it, hockey is different than
the
NBA.
Physical.
Yeah. The 8 seed can beat the 1 seed. There's not that much of a differential in the NBA. You'd really want that 1 seed so you can play a below 500 team in the first round if they were reseeding. But
yeah,
in hockey,
so,
no big
right.
edge.
So you're making an interesting point. You have more 8 seeds, for example, do well in hockey than basketball by far.
Yeah.
The two advantages of being the 1, let's say, over the 4 is you'd play, in theory, an easier first round. But once you got to the main 4, you'd have home ice advantage. Did you notice how I knew ice advantage?
See? That was good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I know a lot of hockey. I'm just not going to act like I do. Well, I'm joking.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So, Jonas, you loving hockey, and this is RJ Straight Outta Vegas, do you see this 1, 2, 3, and 4 mattering this much, or do you see it being something that isn't worth the hubbub?
It feels a little goofy. There's no home ice advantage. These are going to be played in 2 different locations.
Oh, you make a good point.
Yeah.
That's an interesting. There is no home ice advantage. So the fact that new home ice was actually wrong. So all it would be is you're playing a lesser team in theory.
Yeah, that's it. So this is
in
based
the first
on
round.
Seeding. Yeah, this is based on seeding. And I think that maybe players and coaches will like the idea of not just rushing into the playoffs and you're cold and you don't have any exhibition games. So maybe those top 4 seeds, it'll give them some reps against really good competition and kind of get their juices going a little bit. But
then it should be an exhibition game then.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And what you're saying actually makes a ton of sense, except if you extend it, it actually contradicts the idea that the other 8, those that are playing for 4 spots, are starting playing for their lives. It's a best of 5. So if the first game is, by Jonas's account, well, they're going to be a little rusty. They're going to play themselves. Then why in the heck would that first game for the other 8 teams in the conference, the other 16 teams overall, that are all playing for half as many seeds, right? So overall, there's going to be 16 teams in the first round playing for 8 to advance, right? Best of 3. If the game should matter a lot early, that makes sense. But then the 1 through 4 playing each other doesn't. If Jonas is right and early is going to be rusty, then why are the highest stakes games of the season for those 16 teams looking to play in happening right then? It feels like you can't. In a weird way, they're contradicting each other with this.
Yeah.
Now that said, I'm happy it's happening. I'm happy they've taken the initiative. I heard NHL was going to be tougher just because you got multiple countries.
People traveling from overseas get back to the U.S. restrictions.
That's a good point, is a lot of hockey players are from Europe and et cetera. So the fact that the most complex logistically maybe league to come back, hockey, is the first with a plan – that's kind of another indictment about the NBA. And to me, and by the way, we did some research on this. We can't find the answer. When we do, if everyone has it, you can tweet me at RJ in Vegas. They don't know yet if they're going to reseed or not. So the theory is, you know, you're going to reseed amongst the 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? There's going to be some seed that comes out of that round robin with those 4 teams, 1, 2, 3, and 4. No home ice, but 1, 2, 3, and 4. But then amongst the 5 through 12, whatever 4 emerges from there, is it going to be like a tournament? If 16 beats 1, like in the NCAA, the 16 ends up playing 8-9 winner, you know that? Or are they going to reseed and say the worst team has to play the number 1 seed based on your seeding coming in? Jonas, have you seen that specifically? We couldn't find it.
I haven't seen it specifically. It would make the most sense, since there is no home ice, that the lowest seed plays the highest seed. I don't know that you just go, because then what's the point of even giving a rip about playing the round robin for the first 4 seeds?
Because well, I'm wondering
no
about that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about but
there is
the
no
theory,
advantage.
And you make a great point implicitly, is not knowing where you have to travel. One of the reasons they don't reseed things is you got to plan ahead to know where you're going to go.
Yeah.
And your point is, if you're all in the same place, what's the difference?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
It's an interesting point. Now, I also hear some theory that Vegas might be in the mix for this, either as one of the two locations, or they still don't know if the Stanley Cup would be in a different location, but it might be a neutral like Vegas. We're not sure. We'll talk about that if and when it happens for sure. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Here's Bucher on the herd. Listen.
If we want our sports to continue as we know them in some form or fashion, we have to get back to playing. And everybody knew it. You can't not have an NFL season unless you're willing to say, we're just starting from scratch on all these because all the TV money goes and the whole salary cap structures are completely destroyed. You'd have to blow up the collective bargaining agreement. They're going to find a way to resume this season and get it back in place, because if you don't, then it's very difficult to have the structure that you need to play next season.
Bucher on the herd. Now think about those words, blow up, destroy, difficult to even play next season. Everybody knew it. So what Rick Bucher is saying is that if at all possible, they were going to play this season, and if they didn't, if somehow they couldn't, if at all possible, but let's say they couldn't, that destruction would be wrought. Now, you might say, why? Why is it so important? What's he talking about? The logic is there, right? These agreements between the labor and the owners have not contemplated missing an entire season and splitting up the losses, the amount of losses, that much pain, financial pain, is something that the players would have felt taken and hoodwinked if somehow they agreed, and the owners wouldn't be willing to lose enough to make the players not feel taken or hoodwinked. There'd be, it's like a divorce in which no side can accept it because it's just as bad as death or just as bad as anything, not death, but anything, and thus they never can really get past it. And if that, you know, we can say Rick Bucher doesn't know what he's talking about, but if you believe Bucher in general, that's what the stakes have been. And I haven't heard that, Jonas. What I've heard is that, yeah, we want to come back, but player health, it's like literally the survival of the leagues have been at stake. That feels very different than the narrative we've had. What do you think?
Yeah, no, and I believe Rick Bucher. I don't think he would make up something like that. It's a guy who covers the sport. You know, in a lot of ways, they butter his bread, so to speak. And the fact that he says, no, you don't really have a choice here. Financially, you need to figure this out and come back. I think the longer this has gone on, the more that that's become a reality. Remember LeBron James early on who said, man, if there's not fans in attendance, I'm not playing. His tune has changed in 10 weeks based on what we've seen.
And to me, the question we got to ask ourselves, we'll pick this up tomorrow, which is, what about all the yapping from the leagues themselves that are telling us nothing like that reality? So if this is true, this reality that Bucher just laid out, that this is life and death in a way for the leagues, isn't what any of the leagues have expressed. So they've been misleading us. And quite frankly, it's not what any of the shows have expressed. You haven't heard talk show X, Y, or Z saying it. And thus, everyone's been in on a big fugazi of telling us things that just aren't true. And to me, I'm not okay with it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.